Pensacola's first choice for morning news, traffic, sports, and talk. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Good morning, Pensacola.
So now we have a fully functional unit. You're going to meet the guys in a few minutes. They also brought the puppy, our new one, Nez, which is French for nose. I don't know why they picked it. I was born and raised in France, and they found out afterwards that I was born and raised in France, and they said, yeah, his name's Nez. I'm like, nose, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, except that's not how you say it in French. It's nay. It's N-E-Z, but you say nay. But of course, if you have a French-named dog who's going to be your drug-sniffing dog at the jail, and you call him N-E-Z, of course, in the Pensacola area, of course, in Santa Rosa County, of course you say Nez. With all the name pronunciation that we have. This is Sheriff Bob Johnson, my Leadership Santa Rosa class that we had about a week and a half ago, something like that. And just never have had a chance to play any of these clips. And since we had Matt Gaetz yesterday for the full hour displacing the normal Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office interview, I thought I'd share some of this with you. Kind of an interesting series of stories that he told us about police and speeding tickets.
You heard the chief say, well, you know, you get them for 65 and you ride them for 54. And well, that two reasons. One, it saves you money. And these tickets are expensive. You can get up to the $288 range before you have to go to court. That's a lot of money for speeding. And also the points. If you get caught, say, 30 or over, isn't that 6 points, Jason?
Yes, sir.
That's half the amount of points you can get in a year just for one ticket. So we try to be generous if we can, and, you know, we'll scale it down a little bit. And
so what he's saying is if they catch you speeding a lot, they may try to, you know, do you a favor, be kind, instead of the other way, which is what people always imagine, is that the cops are always out to get you and punish you as harshly as possible. And every once in a while, you run into somebody that makes it hard to do the nice thing.
I had a young lady just started driving. I mean, she was like, she had her license, not learner's permit, license probably for 6 months. And I'm on 87, and I'm going up 87, and I clock her at 115 coming south. Yeah. So I turn on her, I get up there, and I walk up to her. She goes, God, you got a fast car. And I said, hey, so do you.
He catches her doing 115, and he drives, I think, as a Charger that he drives, and she's like, you got a fast car? He's like, yeah, you too, at 115, new on her license.
So I do all the stuff and everything, and I'm trying my best to give her a break. I'm just trying my best, and I said, well, why are you speeding? Where are you going in such a hurry? Well, I'm just late. I said, what are you late for? I'm thinking, you know, maybe mom's in the hospital. Give me something to work with, anything to work with. And I said, what are you late for? And she goes, like, just tell me, what are you late for? She goes, I'm picking up my boyfriend. I said, where are you going after you? We're going on a date. I said, are you going to be late for that? Is it worth all this? And she goes, well, no, but she looks around. She goes, I just didn't think I was going to get caught. And I said, you're doing 115 miles an hour, sweetheart. What are you supposed to?
I just thought I could drive 115 and nobody would notice. So they see all kinds of things when they get in these traffic stops, and people who give them all kinds of bizarre excuses or explanations or whatever.
Anyway, she should have gone to court, and I didn't ride her that. I still rode her for 25 over, but we try to get breaks as best as possible. But you hear some of the greatest things. And my favorite one is, oh, I'm from Texas. And my response is always say, oh, you are. Do they have speed limit signs in Texas? Yeah. Are they in English? Yeah. Ours too. That's amazing. They think they get to Florida, they can do whatever they want because they're from Texas or Mississippi or whatever. Well, I'm not from around here. It's like,
okay, and this is a fact you're going to want to know in case you don't know this already. But remember how he mentioned several times that they'll write you for lower? Okay, write you for, you know, 30 over is a big break point in your speeding ticket for both cost and for points. And they'll write you for less than that if they can, or at least a lot of times they will. But if you go to court, pay attention, okay? If you take them to court, especially after they've done you a favor here.
But the best part is when you write somebody a ticket and it's like 9 over, you write it for 9 over and they're doing 25 over and they take you to traffic court. That's my favorite. You're like, really? So you have to go and amend the ticket. They didn't think you'd do that. You amend it, put it back to 25 over, they have to pay the whole fine. And it happens all the time. It just amazes me. You're trying to cut slack to people. And they're like, still taking it to court.
Okay, so if you get caught speeding, 25 over, as example, and they do you a favor and write you for 9 over, pay it. Pay it. Because if you go to court and challenge it, they can put it back up to 25. It doesn't always only get better. It can always get worse. 437-1620, 437-1620. And one of the things we've talked with Sheriff Johnson a bunch about this before, and it's certainly true, recruiting. Obviously, they are low on staffing right now. Everybody's trying to find officers and deputies and whatnot. But he says, you know, recruiting people from elsewhere is certainly possible.
And the main thing is we really appreciate the support. And we are recruiting hot and heavy. We hire people from L.A. Sheriff's Department. We've hired people from NYPD. All these places where they hate cops, we are advertising all over the place. So we're advertising in Portland, Minneapolis, all these different places, and we're getting cops. We're getting lots of cops because they don't know what it's like to work in a place where 99% of the people love us, and that other 1% is in my jail, so we don't care.
The people that don't love us are in my jail. That's fine. And, you know, we talked with Dan Shubler about this recently, that the county approved a county-wide, Santa Rosa County approved a county-wide pay increase, but that's not going to be just applied to every deputy evenly in the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. They're doing a pay decompression, that is to raise not just the lowest salaries up, but to create spread across the salaries to incentivize taking the leadership roles. Because if you don't have an incentive to take the leadership roles, now you're doing a harder job with more responsibility for not really much more money, and nobody wants that.
The last thing I'll talk about is decompression. We have a pay decompression going on right now. It gets voted on next week, so hopefully it'll go through. And basically what it is, you have different promotions. When I got promoted to corporal, sergeant, lieutenant, captain, and major, it was a 5% raise. That was all you got. So most people are like, I'm not testing for that. I mean, here I am. All I have to worry about is me and my calls, and that's all. Now 5%, and now I have to worry about a shift of 4 guys. And, you know, so it wasn't worth it. So we're decompressing to where if you get sergeant now, corporal's done away with. If you get sergeant now, it'll be a healthy raise. In some cases, 15,000 if you're a younger officer that tests early. So that's what we're looking at now.
And by the way, the county commission did approve that last week, so that went into place, and so they're putting that into effect. 8:16 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. Davis Allen has traffic on the fives.
So Avalon Boulevard going southbound, it is clearing up, it appears, until you get around Garcon Point Road. Then it starts getting a little slow again as you're trying to go southbound across Garcon Point Bridge. It is delayed there. Going northbound, though, across the bridge, moving a little slower, but does check and clear, especially along Avalon Boulevard. It's flowing smoothly the rest of the way towards I-10. I-10, I-110 showing no delays at this time. And the front gate of NES Pensacola, we're starting to see some minor delays once again, but nothing that is backing up onto Navy Boulevard. As a matter of fact, it's about halfway on the bridge is where you're going to be met with some slight delays. If you notice anything else out on the roadways, give me a call, 2626-111. And this report is brought to you by Woodbine Church in Pace. They're inviting you to the sunrise service at 6:30 a.m. this Sunday. It's on the water at Pace Property on William Wood Drive behind Hungry Howie's along Woodbine Road. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
So you listen to me in the morning, I talk about Frontier Motors all the time, the great experience we had there. You listen to Dave Ramsey in the afternoon, he talks about Frontier Motors, right? So you, okay, two radio people that you listen to, fine. But, you know, there's a couple of other people around here that have had good experiences with Frontier Motors. And so I'll tell you something that when I tell you about it and you start to pay attention, you won't be able to not notice anymore. And here's what I mean. When you're driving around, okay, when you're stopped at a stoplight, especially, just look at the bumpers around you. Here's what I think you'll find. If you're stopped when there's 5 or 6 cars around you, you'll probably find a Frontier Motors, either a license plate frame or the little white vinyl bumper sticker. Okay, and then when you see it, here's what's going to happen. You're going to see it, and you're going, oh, yeah. And then you're going to see another, and then eventually you're going to be like, oh, my God, they're everywhere. Just, you're not going to be able to not see it. And that's okay, because you know what that is? That's an endorsement, too. those are people that got their car Frontier and are driving around and happy. Happy enough to keep that stuff on their car, right? So whether you take it from me or Dave Ramsey or your own experience or all your friends and neighbors who are driving around with these little mini endorsements on the bumpers of their car and their license plate frame, go buy. If you need to get a used car, good quality, 1, 2, 3 years old, low mile, great condition, used cars, Frontier Motors specializes in that, helping you drive better for more than 25 years, right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them the bumper sticker sent you.
We're not going to do it. This would be an unprecedented expansion, I think, of using this both with public or with private power. And that's why I think that businesses should not be allowed to be doing this either, because I think it just puts us down a slippery slope. And I think it'll end up being in a situation that we'll live to regret in the future. While it was advised to take, particularly if you're vulnerable, we were not going to force you to do it. So there was never under discussion any mandates to take vaccines. We will not have COVID vaccines mandated in Florida.
And no vaccine mandate and no vaccine passports.
So I think, yeah, so we're going to do an emergency order, which is obviously temporary, but then we want them to make it permanent to say no COVID vaccine passports. This is something that we want available for all, but mandated for none.
Available for all, mandated for none. You're not going to have a vaccine passport to go into the movie theater, to go to the sporting event in the state of Florida, at least. Now, you know, who knows what happens nationally. Interestingly, this EO that he wants to put out, executive order that he wants to put out, would prohibit it from private enterprises as well, in addition to government. You know, no government requirement. I'm in favor of this. And I know you're in a really tricky cognitive space when you start talking about telling a private business what they can and can't require from their customers. But remember, we do this all the time with things like you can't discriminate against people on the basis of, you know, race or gender. And now we're saying you can't discriminate against people on the basis of their position on this particular vaccine, which I support. I want people to get vaccinated. But I don't want people to be able to judge in or out on the basis of whether they gotten a vaccine or not. Now, as far as a mask, you know, that really doesn't bother me, because I think that's a simple public health measure. But a vaccine that is a temporary, you know, an emergency use authorization that I think some people have legitimate concerns about just because of their health situation, or maybe they already got COVID and so they've got antibodies and don't need it or aren't eligible. Especially now, you know, when a lot of people who want the vaccine can't get it or haven't been able to get it. And then you have people who have health concerns and they look at the trade-offs and they say, well, I don't know about this versus that. I mean, this is not some simple, settled, we've had this around for 30 years and we know exactly what's involved. Also, the health risks to young people are very low compared to the health risk to elderly people. Just, this is not the place where we want to be putting in this vaccine requirement. Now, if a business wants to, you know, give you a free donut like Krispy Kreme, oh, by the way, Davis, did you see this? Krispy Kreme is getting pushed back on their donut offer. How dare they promote obesity? I'm not exaggerating. I just people no, are trying to cancel Krispy Kreme because how dare they let people have a donut a day? Oh, you just...
But then you're shaming... Are you shaming fat people then? So, again, this can all go in circles. I can shame every little thing. Andrew, you're wearing red. Are you promoting the blood of animals and PETA?
No, it's not that. It's some discriminating against colorblind people who can't distinguish us from a green shirt. Come on, Davis, keep up. Mm. Mark Jacobs is in the newsroom with our headlines. Mark?
Day two of the murder trial for former Minneapolis cop Derek Chauvin beginning this morning. Prosecutors spent day one showing the video of him holding George Floyd down for 9.5 minutes. Another day, another launch and land attempt for SpaceX's Starship prototype.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Well, the launch went well. Unfortunately, things did not go great from that point on. The SN-11 prototype was lost during its final descent. Reports from the scene suggest a large explosion scattering debris around the landing site. Mm. So we're 0-for-4 now on trying to get the prototype back on the ground safely. And Maryland, My Maryland is no longer the state song of Maryland. After decades
Please don't.
After decades of trying, Lawmakers are finally done with the state song, which brands Abraham Lincoln as a bloody despot and includes the lyrics, "Huzzah, she spurns the northern scum." On Monday, they gave final passage repealing that song as the state song.
I mean, it doesn't sound like my favorite song ever, but
doesn't,
good Lord.
No,
I think they're huzzah. I think that's what they were trying to do away with.
What does that huzzah. Even mean? It's probably some race. I mean, it's probably something. I probably just said a race term on the air and don't even know it. Yeah. How ignorant are you, Andrew?
I think it's a early form of hurrah, perhaps. Hurrah.
Huzzah. Well, how dare you cheer?
I have no idea.
Mark, thanks for the update, I think. 826 Davis Allen, time for traffic.
Going back to Avalon Boulevard, northbound checking and clear. Southbound, not quite the same. If you're around Mary Kitchens Road, it does look like you're going to be met with some delays. And then it's going to really just stay at a slower moving pace until you get into Gulf Breeze from there. And Gulf Breeze Parkway is delayed, backed up westbound around the area of the Animal Hospital of Tiger Point. But eastbound does appear to be flowing smoothly, so good news there. I-10, I-110. Checking and clear along with 9 Mile Road and Davis Highway and Highway 29. These areas were earlier delayed, not so much the case anymore. Back to the front gate of NES Pensacola also was earlier delayed, but not the case. It is checking and clear. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
Davis, I hate to bring you back to this, but earlier I broke you a little bit of news that you hadn't heard before about Captain Underpants.
Yes. Disturbing.
I just think it's amazing. Captain Underpants is now under fire because of the one book, The Adventures of Ook and Gluck, which portrays like a Chinese philosophy, quoting Kung Fu martial arts instructor who has eyes drawn as, lines, okay? And so now the author has apologized. There was a petition that Scholastic should drop this from their, their offerings. And look, first of all, just as a side note, as a Christian, I always thought that it was fascinating that in movies and television, the wise Asian teacher was always portrayed as the model, and the Christian pastor was always a mess up, of various kinds. That always seemed discriminatory to me. We didn't make a big stink about it, just people. So here's the thing. So, first of all, why no protection for the cavemen? I mean, here they are mocking the cavemen with their names. But okay, so they're upset because it's a stereotypical Asian portrayal. Okay, I have a question, a genuine question. You ready? How do you draw somebody from China in a book? How do you draw somebody from Japan or Okinawa in a book? That's a graphic novel that has pictures. How do you draw them? Do you put traditional Chinese attire on them? Do you put a traditional Chinese hat? Do you have them say traditional Chinese things? Or do you draw them like a white person? Because then you're not representing Asians. And you can't draw an Asian person like a white person. How do you draw them? What do they say? How do you identify them? Well, they shouldn't have any of these stereotypes associated with them. Why? Why? Are they indicators of... Because if you don't represent them, then you're failing to represent them. And if you do represent them, you can't do it accurately or at all because then you're marginalizing or disfavoring, right? What...
Your money now. The stock market's open. The Dow starting the day down about 57 points, 33,114. The NASDAQ's off 92 at 12,967, while the S&P is down about 13 points at 3,957. President Biden to formally propose an ambitious plan to renovate the nation's infrastructure tomorrow. The package reportedly around $3 trillion. White House press secretary says the goals are ambitious and the need is urgent. Apple wants its employees to get COVID-19 vaccinations and will pay them to roll up their sleeves. Bloomberg says the tech heavyweight's offering workers paid time off for appointments. Apple also offering paid sick leave for workers who experience side effects. And the full moon gets credit for helping free the giant container ship that blocked the Suez Canal. Salvage crews took advantage of high tide to pull the ship from the sides of the canal on Monday. About 15% of the world's shipping traffic passes through the Suez Canal. Our next news at 9 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark J.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
And gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
It's our frivolous segment. We started this when COVID started to get pretty hot and heavy, and I will continue it at least that long. But it became the thing that it's so funny. All the serious politics stuff that we cover, all the serious events and news, and people are like, but I love that frivolous segment. Especially when the bridge is out, which means if we do it until the bridge is repaired, it could be till, I don't want to say. Anyway, so the frivolous topic for today comes from a semi-news story, okay? I saw this in Fox News a little while back, and it was all about Taco Bell hot sauce packets. That is a little tricky to say, which people are selling on eBay. They're selling packets, which they took from the store. Right? You know, and you can buy it in the store in the jars. Okay, so they took it from the store and they're selling it for, various prices, whether they're getting the money or not. But people are selling them, you know, lots of 10, 20, 40, whatever. Okay, so here's my question. 437-1620. This is a bit of a be honest day, but it's also an ethics question. Have you ever taken extra sauce packets? Of any kind, and if so, which one? Like, what's your secret? I don't want to say your secret sauce, but what's the one that you take when you have the opportunity? Because you know, there's all kinds of ways you can. And I'll tell you, I have an unusual one. I always start with Davis. So 437-1620, 437-1620. Have you ever taken extra packets of sauce at a fast food place or somewhere else? Specifically because you know it's awesome and it's hard to get anywhere. Davis?
Yep. This one's an easy one. Hands down, I do that. Of course, I am the one who will request.
Stop thief!
I will request extra sauce, knowing I'm not going to use it all, but I bring the rest home in case I want to use it at home in this Chick-fil-A sauce.
I have a feeling
me and many other people are going to say the same thing, but Chick-fil-A sauce is hands down amazing. And you can buy it in the stores, but sometimes you can't find it.
How dare you cut into their profit margin at Chick-fil-A? They're suffering so badly. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody here says the Polynesian sauce from Chick-fil-A. Is that the same one?
It comes in like a purplish package. It's kind of sweet. It's good.
Okay.
They also sell that in store. It's probably second to Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, this is somebody after my own heart. Although they didn't say which one. This person says from Arby's. Oh, yeah, from Arby's.
The horsey sauce? Is that what it is?
Don't say it like that. I'll give you another pass at this. Say it with some respect.
Horsey sauce.
Thank you. Horsey sauce? Yeah, horsey sauce and Arby's sauce, both. Both of them. Now, the only reason I wouldn't take horsey sauce or Arby's sauce, and it's a very specialized reason. It's not an ethics objection. The only time you ever want to eat that is when you're having a roast beef sandwich, and the only time you want to eat it is on the roast beef sandwich you have at Arby's. So you genuinely only need it when you're having an Arby's, and so there's no reason to have them in your drawer or in your, you know, your fridge, because there's no reason to ever have extra of them because you only want it for that particular event. 437, but you need both of them. That is the only way to eat an Arby's sandwich, by the way, is with the both of them. Any other way, I'm sorry. We can't be friends. And please don't put any cheese on there. Oh, you cheese on Arby's people. I don't understand you. Somebody here says, yes, Arby's sauce. Oh, exactly. 437-16. Another for Arby's sauce. Oh, that's funny. I wasn't even thinking about that as an example. That's why I love doing this. You guys always come up with the most interesting answers. Somebody here says, it just went off of my text thing. When the texts are exploding, it's actually pretty hard to track, so I apologize. Cracker Barrel pancake syrup. Is that? Oh, that's in the little cup,
it comes
right?
In its own little bottle.
No,
the syrup from Cracker Barrel comes from in its own little bottle. It's like
you took the
really
bottle.
Good. It's a little mini bottle. They give it to you.
Oh, okay. It's been a long time. I don't.
It comes with a little cap and everything.
Maybe I've never had it.
It's good.
That
cane.
Could be.
It's
I apologize. I haven't eaten everything. Okay, very cool. 437-1620. Chinese restaurant. The hot mustard and the duck sauce. Oh, I'm there with you. I understand. Another one for horsey. Oh, they say horsey sauce for fries. Okay. All right. I'll give you a pass on the horsey sauce for the fries. So I have two. I have two that I'm guilty of here. One is, Taco Bell. I mean, of course. The Taco Bell sauces are, we fight over them in our house. Like, because it's, you know, you ask for like the tacos. Could I have a little extra sauce? How about another handful? You know, I mean, I don't know. But I draw the line at just like scooping it out of the bin on the counter into my bag. That doesn't seem right to me. But one or two extra, you know, a little bit of theft, right? 437-1620. I have another one I'll tell you about in a second. Someone here says fancy ketchup from Whataburger. All right. That'd be more your alley, Davis. You're more of a Whataburger guy.
Yeah, I do have some of those in my... Actually, I have some here in the building.
Your secret stash up in your office. That's funny. 437-1620. Have you ever taken extra sauce from a restaurant of whatever kind? It doesn't have to be sauce. It could be like we had the honey from the Cracker Barrel or whatever. Somebody here says, again, hands down the horsey sauce. People are big Arby's fans. Arby's sauce on eggs. Oh, what? Now, wait a minute. I'm actually doing it in my head. Okay. All right. I could... I'm not a ketchup on the eggs. I can see salsa on the eggs, but I got to try it now because that does sound pretty good. That's kind of, Arby's sauce is like a halfway between everything. Arby's sauce is like, it's not hot sauce. It's not barbecue sauce. It's not ketchup. It's like a little at all. It's like Heinz 57 or something. I don't know. It's weird. Somebody here says Panda Express. Chick-fil-A and Arby's, Panda Express 2, and plum sauce. Oh, yeah, I understand that one. I'll tell you the one that I do, Davis. You'll relate to this. El Asador, the taco stand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the amazing taco stand.
Incredible.
Every single one of their sauces. And now, under COVID, it used to be it'd be in a big bin, and you just put it, ladle it right on you. But and now, you got to get them special. But the hot sauce and the orange sauce are... Oh, amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Those are the one of them. I'm not a big, very spicy kind of guy, but I do like sauce. So yeah. If it's just like a good sauce.
The orange
one
isn't that spicy, but it's so good.
I don't think anyone's going to mention this one because you get one free sauce, but then you have to pay if you want extra sauce. And it's at Zaxby's, the Zax sauce.
Oh, Zax sauce, yeah.
So
no,
I can. I don't know if it qualifies because they make you pay for more.
It's
and
not
that's
a take
why
free
not everybody.
Extras. Yeah. It's not really. And I will say, you know, there are barbarian nations, you know, uncivilized nations. If you go travel abroad, you pretty much have to pay for all your sauces. It's, you know, in America, we just give stuff away for free because that's how we are. And, you know, can I have an extra ketchup? That'll be, 10 more francs, sir. Back in the day when they used to have francs and not the euro. 437-1620. I was trying to think if there was one other that I wasn't thinking of, but I think that'll do it for us. So that's our frivolous topic for the day. Just something where we like to have a little bit of fun, not talk about the news and, just hang out for a minute. 845 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Davis Allen has traffic on the fives.
So yeah, going southbound, going to be met with delays on Avalon Boulevard around Mary Kitchens Road, which are moving not quite at a standstill, just at a slow pace. Now, Garcon Point Bridge is completely delayed across the entire span, so just do expect those delays as you're going there. But northbound, completely different story. It's flowing smoothly. I-10, I-110 reporting no delays. 9 Mile Road and Highway 29 and Pine Forest Road are all checking in clear, and the front gate of NES Pensacola flowing smoothly there. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
You know, if you got into business, you got into business to do the thing that you do. You got into business to provide, you know, to build stuff for people in construction or to make a thing or to work on automobiles or to, you know, service IT needs and, right, lay those lines and connect those phones and all and computers and all that kind of stuff. You didn't get into business to figure out which dental plan is the best one. You didn't get into business because you wanted to, you know, pour over a cost comparison sheet for the payroll options of 15 different companies. That's not pleasant, and that's not why you started the company. But you have to do that stuff. Well, you don't. Actually, what you can do instead is call Torgerson Causey and say, Andrew's always talking about you guys, how you can help me not have to figure this stuff out and how you can take it off of my plate and you can make my employees' lives better, give them a better benefit, and actually save me some money in the process. And that's the idea. Give them a call. They love this stuff. They're into this. Their business is helping you do that stuff that you don't want to have to do. 20 years locally helping people just like you run your operation better and giving your employees choices just like we have here at News Radio. We use them, and they gave us choices. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
With just jumping.
What is your opinion on how COVID became so well adapted to humans?
You know, Margaret, that's an argument that goes back and forth.
A very plausible explanation for this is that this virus jumped from an animal host, a bat, to maybe an intermediate host, and then to a human. And we didn't see it, we being at first the Chinese. And it was under the radar screen. And we know that infections, many of them, are without symptoms. So it's entirely conceivable that it was spreading considerably for weeks, if not months, before we recognized it at the end of December, giving it plenty of time to adapt to a human. And that would really be completely consistent with just jumping species in the wild.
Yeah, the Dr. Fauci talking on Sunday before the release. The public release is today. The pre-release, kind of notes were yesterday about the investigation the WHO scientists were doing on the ground in Wuhan. Look. If you thought what we were going to have was a definitive, the Tower Commission report, here's exactly what happened. We still don't even know it for things like Ebola, right? So we don't really know, and we're not probably ever going to really know. What they've got is more and less likely explanations. The lab outbreak explanation, even though Bob Redfield, former CDC director, advocates for that, and it seems like nobody else really believes that that's the way. But there's all kinds of weird little intermediate theories between just straight up bat to human kind of thing. There's, bat to another host, or, maybe on some contaminated substance, or it just... And it looks like they didn't get the full access that they wanted. I don't know what to believe at this. I'll just be honest. The early commentary on this, well, we're going to have to keep theories open, and maybe we'll never know. And that's kind of where I am, unfortunately. 852 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. On the other hand, very interesting stuff. I know the Rochelle Walensky comments about her kind of getting emotional yesterday, talking about being fearful and concerned about the future and where we're going with our numbers maybe ticking back up just a little bit, and how that's what happened in Europe before they ticked up really badly. That was not actually the most interesting news out of the White House task force press conference yesterday. The more interesting news was about the effectiveness of the Moderna vaccine, a study that talks about the effectiveness both for symptomatic and asymptomatic carriers.
Today, I'm excited to share information about a new CDC-led study that's being published in the MMWR. This study assesses the real-world effectiveness of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines in preventing infections among nearly 4,000 healthcare personnel, first responders, and other essential workers in 6 states from mid-December to mid-March. The study found that the risk of infection was reduced by 90% after individuals received the 2 recommended doses of the vaccine. The study also found that people starting to get a protective effect even after the first dose, the risk of infection decreased by 80% after 2 weeks. Findings of this are all consistent with the clinical trial data. Importantly, people in the study received self-collected nasal swabs each week for laboratory testing, allowing CDC to look at evidence of COVID-19 infection, whether or not people had symptoms. A small number of infections were asymptomatic. However, most infections occurred among people whose infections were identified by testing before they developed symptoms or knew they were infected. This study also demonstrates that 2 vaccines can reduce the risk of COVID-19 infections, not just in symptomatic infections, but also in asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic infections.
Now, that is enormous news that has gotten no attention, because what instead people have fixated on were the emotional clips of Rochelle Walensky being upset about what she was fearful about for the future. That study, that means that the vaccine is not just effective for symptomatic cases, which we know, but a very high effectiveness rate for just 1 shot, not even necessarily the 2, although you should get 2 for the highest effectiveness, but that it thwarts asymptomatic cases as well. Because what's been the big conversation about, well, do we have to keep wearing a mask? Well, we don't know whether it actually prevents you from having asymptomatic infections. They're doing nasal swabs of people who got the vaccine, and they're finding out that they don't even have asymptomatic infections in their nose. That means that this is laying the groundwork for the guidance to be, you know what, you really don't need to wear this mask when you got a vaccine, which we all know, but there was still the, well, could you be a carrier in your nose without it infecting you and your lungs and your body? And we didn't know. And now this study comes out, and that's enormous. Like, seriously, this is big news for what we're all hoping for with these vaccines. 854 Davis Allen, time now for a quick shot of sports.
Well, it got interesting last night. Number one, UConn against number two, Baylor in the NCAA Women's College Basketball Championship. This is in the Elite Eight now, keep in mind. But Baylor with the ball, down by two, driving to the basket, and...
left. Carrington on the drive. Carrington forces it up. No! Rebound, UConn! And with 4/10 of a second left...
UConn with the ball, they were fouled, and they would add a point, then making it 69-67. They would go on to win that ball game. But the controversy is, well, it looked like it was a foul that was committed on Baylor, but no whistle was blown. So UConn keeps the ball. They move on to their 13th consecutive Final Four. What a dynasty this program has been. And by the way, also going to the Final Four is Arizona. They're a 3 seed, so congratulations to them. And with the men's bracket, Houston and Baylor won their games. Baylor going to the Final Four for the first time since 1950. Today, we're going to have more games to be played. We're going to be seeing in today's matchups, Gonzaga, number one overall seed against USC at 6:15, and Michigan and UCLA at 9 o'clock, and then also in the women's side of things going on today for their Elite Eight, South Carolina and Texas at 6, Stanford and Louisville at 8. And that's your quick shot. Now rolling this into traffic because we still have southbound delays on Avalon going all the way through Garcon Point Bridge. This is just going to be something that's going to take some time as we go into work this morning. Also going northbound, flowing smoothly on Avalon and Garcon, I-10, I-110, checking in clear. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
AM 858 News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Time for future news. Davis and I tell you what's going to happen before it actually happens. Will we have vaccine passports in Florida?
No.
Also no. In the U.S.?
Yes.
Maybe for stuff like cruises or planes, maybe down the road. I could see it possibly down the road. Not yet. The mayor is not going to run for re-election. Mayor Robinson yesterday announced he's not going to run for re-election in 22. Will he fulfill the full term?
He will.
I also think that he will. Although you do have to raise the question because you wonder if the things that led him to not want to run for re-election might get to him even more so between now and then. It's a long 18 months or so of lame duckness. Who's going to run for mayor? Who's a key, for sure this person is going to run?
I think David Morgan's still going to run.
I'm on the fence about him, honestly. I think he's going to enjoy retirement a little bit too much, but we'll see. I think Lumen May is definitely running, and I think D.C. Reeves might well run for the mayor. Will we have the Citizens Police Advisory Committee continue after today, its last official meeting?
No.
No, definitely not. And will the bridge be done by Memorial Day?
Yeah.
A J month is what you're expecting.